Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so blue, most of all.
Well, not all rock and roll tunes begin with do 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 do. Some begin with po 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 po.
Dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon. Dip 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 moon 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 moon. Dip 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 moon 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 moon. Dip 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 moon 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 moon. Dip 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 moon 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 moon. Dang 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 dong ding blue moon
moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boom.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boom.
Guy standing on the street corner by himself, and he's doing this little line. Another guy comes up, stands next to him, and he adds the same line a little bit higher. La, 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 la. And that is how rock and roll began. Or as we used to call it, rhythm and blues. But doo-wop sounds the best description.
Yeah. One little girl of mine.
Yeah.
girl, stay tuned.
I'm looking for a tune that starts off with castanets. You got anything with castanets? And maybe a do-do-do-do. You got something like that? Do-do-do-do.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the far, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear.
I love you, gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her,
the gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman, a gypsy woman.
You know what would be good right now? A real tight harmony where you can hardly hear the people in the background over the lead. You know, where you just barely can hear the bass. But you know that there's a group behind the lead singer. And the lead singer is asking a question like, is it any wonder? And something with a little Latin beat to it.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Blue.
girl in your neighborhood, and she's very pretty, and she has beautiful eyes, and she has a nice smile, and you want to meet her, and you don't know how to go about it, you know, and you'd like to call her and talk to her, maybe walk her home. Who knows? Maybe you even want to marry her one day. You know what you need? You need a tune. Out, she broke your heart. She did you wrong. She betrayed a love so pure and strong. Well, I guess you'll have to cry like I cried.
Could be broken.
I guess it's time to move on and serve your country. So you can kill two birds with one stone. You can join to forget like guys join the Foreign Legion. Or you can join to pay your dues and be an American. So you join the Navy, and the first thing they teach you is Morse code. And what's the thing that you do as soon as you learn Morse code? You start looking for another girl. And that's when a new beat comes in. Next tune is dedicated to that 1% that serves a country that has no idea what's going on. We're 12 years into World War III, and it's getting hotter every day. And these guys are out there in Afghanistan and in Iraq and Djibouti and wherever God is going to send them next and wherever Obama is going to abandon them like a Benghazi. But out there, they're hoping that they're going to come back in one piece, and 47,000 of them have come back missing a body part. And I dedicate this next tune to all the wounded, both mentally and physically. And I wish you God's great reward on this earth and in the next life. So this is the reason that you came home.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl awaiting for me. Cross all the river, beyond every cloud, she's past the wind, blowing loud. Over the mountain, a girl.
I got to give you the message of the day. And it's a heavy one. We're in trouble. We're losing our country. Our children are brainwashed in communist cucumber schools. And very soon you're going to see the real effect of it. And it's been going on for 40 years. When the wall came down in Berlin, it only allowed the communists to infiltrate at a greater pace the United States. Our wall came down also, and we are now overrun. And we're overrun with people that hate this country, and many of them are Americans. And they have elected a tyrant. And the party of death is their party. 4,700 American babies are going to be slaughtered today, tomorrow, and every day of the week until they reach the annual total of 1,200,000. I just saw a picture of a six-month-old baby that was aborted. I named her Linda Mujer because she will never grow up to be a beautiful woman. And she is dead, and she looks like she's sleeping. And she's sleeping like a baby. And all her body parts are intact. She is completely developed at 6 months. And you wouldn't believe it if you saw the picture. Her hair on her head. She has already inches of hair on her head. And her body is red, like it was scalded or attacked chemically. And she's a little girl, and she's 6 months old, and nobody wanted her. So I named her Linda Mujer. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 American kids a day. I call them Planned Slaughterhood. They kill 700 Latino niños. They kill 1,100 black babies. They kill 1,200 white babies. The Nazis, at their peak, couldn't keep up that death count. And these are all babies. They got a guy in Baltimore that they're going to charge with murder, and he's responsible for that little Spanish girl that is on the table. Completely formed. And he murdered her. He executed her according to government regulations. We're in trouble. There's two things we're doing that. The three D's. I'll tell you what the three D's that destroyed this country. Democrats, divorce, and drugs. And that's the other thing that's killing us. Everybody is promoting weed. Weed is going to be the answer. We're going to legalize it, and we're going to have no prosecution for drug addicts. One out of five Americans is a junkie right now. And anybody who ever OD'd started with weed. But they're telling you it's like candy. You're a sucker. If you do weed, you're asking for trouble. And think about this. Every time you smoke a joint, you kill a Mexican. Do you see how many Mexicans? They say it's between 40 and 60. I think it's 70,000 Mexicans have been murdered just so America can get high. Why do you think the Latinos hate the Americans? Because they're killing their children. These Mexicans and these Colombians, they're working for a dollar a day to keep America high. And it's got there's a death toll. There isn't a family that's going to get off the hook. Every family is going to be affected by a drug problem. And the druggies are the worst. And did you know that when they do DWI checks in the motor vehicles, that they don't test for drugs? They only test for alcohol. So you can take the whatever the stats are on DWI and double them. And every family, the children will not outlive their parents. So we're losing on many fronts. We're losing on the drug front, the abortion front. I mean, 4,700 American babies a day, and you know how that's a total of 1,200,000. Do you know how many legal immigrants come into this country every year? 1,200,000. And they tell you there's only 11 million in hiding, but I'll bet you it's more like 30 million. It is really sad. Americans are killing Latin Americans with their drug habit. And of course, you got a government that now wants it to make it legal because they want to tax it, and they're going to make more money on your misery. And then you, as a taxpayer, are going to pay for all the rehab shops. So we're already paying for chop shops to kill kids, and now and we're already paying for rehab shops. And we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. 1% of the nation is all that fights for it. If 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie, that's 20% of the nation that can't fight for it when the time comes. You got a government that's too big and wastes money every day like a junkie. But I'm telling you, beware what's happening in your schools and your education system. Mothers, you're turning over your children to the state, and your children one day will not recognize you as a legal parent. It's everything that you ever, every nightmare that you ever dreamt about, the state, the communist state, is happening right here in the United States. And you don't know it. You haven't got the message yet. And when you do get the message, it's going to be too late. So, and patriotism is gone. Stalin said the 3 ingredients that made America were patriotism, spirituality, and morality. In my church today, a young girl got up and said, they're about to do things in the schools you wouldn't believe. They're promoting the morning after pill and not telling your parents that you're knocked up. So, you see what's happening in this country? We're all following the Pied Piper, and the Pied Piper is smoking dope and leading us into hell. We made our own music, we produced our own goods, and we didn't borrow money from China. If you told your grandfather that you were going to borrow money from China, he'd beat you to death. Let me give you a tune back to the 50s when we made our own stuff, and we made our own music, we produced our own goods, and we were truly American. Who watered us down and destroyed us? Who hurt us the most? Why are we not the United States anymore? Who divided us? Who split us up? Instead of giving you a tune back to the 50s, I'm going to dedicate this to the 1% who give their lives for this country, while 99% could care less. And I'm going to dedicate this to Linda Mujer, that little girl, 6 pounds, who was butchered in a chop shop. And we'll never see a prom. We'll never see a corsage. Who could do that? You wouldn't do it to a dog. It is sad. So this is for Linda Mujer. We were out last night for dinner, and we have some Brazilian friends, and their skin is darker than us Irish whites. But we got talking with this lady from Brazil, and I asked her, you know, because they always talk about the racial disparity in the United States. But I knew that darker Cubans in Cuba were discriminated against. And even if you look at Italians, the northern Italians, who many are blonde and blue eyes because of the closeness to Germany and Switzerland, consider themselves to be superior than to the southern Italians. And I also know that Arabs also believe lighter skin is a superior quality to darker skin. And I'll give you an example which cracked me up when I saw it. There, you know, the guy that made the racial incident that was a personal friend of Obama, he went to Harvard with Obama, his name is Gates. He did a tour of Africa, and he followed the coastline of Africa, and he used to go in, and he was making a documentary on his, you know, his roots. He was getting back to his roots, you know, the roots that probably seized his great-great-grandfather after a night of drinking and sold them to the whites. Yeah. But anyway, he was going from town, country to country, and he'd go to a town, and they would give him a welcome, and he was salamo aleikuming everybody. My brother, salamo aleikum. Well, he got to this one town that used to be a holding pen for slaves, and the head of the town was an Arab. And his interpreter, he didn't speak English, and his English interpreter was also an Arab from the same culture. And this guy Gates said, yes, we're all the same, we're all brothers. And the old man started laughing, and then the interpreter started laughing. And Gates goes, what's so funny? And the interpreter said, you are black, African, we are Arab. Right? So there you go. So I asked my Brazilian friend, I says, is there racial prejudice in Brazil? She says, oh yeah, definitely. And it is the color of the skin. So I imagine that where you go in the world, you will find that there's prejudice. And when the communist teachers in the public communist cucumber schools, the state-run schools that are brainwashing your children from preschool all the way to graduate school about the ugly United States, just remember this. Racism comes in all colors. And this lady convinced me about it, you know, that it goes on. But anyway, I just thought I would mention that to you because the communists were always great at saying how racist the United States is. And I often wonder if when we made the break from England and when Thomas Jefferson wrote his famous line, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, why we just didn't at that time in 1776 say that's for everybody and that includes everybody. But we didn't do it. And I'm a firm believer in never putting my feet in another man's shoes from another time. You know, the communists will tell you that we should never have dropped the A-bomb on Hirohito. But the communists, if they had it, they would have dropped the A-bomb on Hiroshima. Joseph Stalin, if he had it first, he definitely would have dropped the A-bomb on Hiroshima. So the communists always tell you they're good guys. And they say, don't look at what we do. Look at what the Nazis are doing. But the Nazis died in 1945. Communism is here in the United States today. And if you saw that college professor out in California condemning all white people, especially the elderly white, who he'd like to see in concentration camps, along with their grandchildren. Yeah, that guy is a real dyed-in-the-wool communist, and that's who you got to be on the alert for today. Now, communism is a politically incorrect word. When you say communist, they'll jump up and call you a McCarthyite. Well, Joe McCarthy's biggest fault was he was anti-communist, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now, he may have had the wrong list, but there are lists that you could get today of communists. 70 House of Representative members are members of the Communist Party. And they might dress it up a little bit and give it a little extra fancy name like Friends of America. But they're there, baby, and they're in your schools, and they're brainwashing your children. So, I think that when the colonies made the move, they knew they couldn't do it if they started to fight about slavery. But 100 years later, they did fight about slavery. And a lot of white guys died to free the slaves, but they don't get credit. The only one that gets credit is Louis Farrakhan. And speaking of Louis Farrakhan, Rand Paul was down in a black university, and I don't remember the name of it, but the students there were more civilized and polite than the crap you see that comes out of California or out of New York. They had manners, they had intelligence, they asked intelligent questions, and they were a credit to that university. And I could never watch somebody from Columbia. And I could never watch somebody from Harvard. I think that it's really sad that Ivy League colleges that were once seminaries for Protestant theologians are now seminaries for Lenin and Marx. And I'm not impressed. If you tell me you're a Harvard graduate, in my mind, the word comes up, communist. He's a communist. And they think like communists, and they don't even know it. Yep. When I heard a guy tell me, a graduate from a Jesuit school, that we don't need aircraft carriers, and he's teaching in a university, I said, God help those students. God help those students, because the same person that tells you don't need an aircraft carrier and you don't need missiles will also tell you don't need guns, and they'll drag out 20 dead kids to make a point. But they'll never drag out the 4,700 babies they threw in the garbage yesterday. Because that's a woman's right to choose. Yeah. Hitler called it the final solution. What's the difference? Very sad, amigos. Very sad. We lost our country. We lost our God. And we're all heading into hell. And I'm the biggest optimist in the country. You put that in your crack pipe and smoke it. A thought for today. Abe Lincoln once said, a house divided cannot stand. So those who divide us intend to destroy us. And those who seize our guns intend to kill us. And Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. And that's coming too. Yeah, there'll be a couple of states that'll be hard to take over. They'll fight to the end. But rest assured that there is an international movement to divide and conquer the United States. And communism is the goal. Let me bring you back to the 50s, when people that got married stayed together and they didn't have a net worth workup at the lawyer's office before they signed the I won't sue you if you don't sue me papers.
Darling, shining. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. The rest of my day, I'll never part from you and your loving way.
Scary scenarios. Somebody told me the other day that rape is up in a promiscuous society where everybody is jumping on everybody. How can rape be up? I don't understand it. And I got the feeling that the suicide rate is up, and it's up among college students. It's up among people that are 21. And that's scary. That's really scary when everybody abandons hope and checks out. And the only thing I can tell you is you got to get religion. You got to get a good religion, not one of these where there's one guru that wants you to drink a Kool-Aid. You got to get an organized religion. You got to get close to God. And you gotta hang around if you wanna survive. If you wanna feel smart, you hang around with smart people. And if you wanna feel good looking, you hang around with ugly people. No, if you and never trust a woman with two last names, and a guy that wears brown shoes with a blue suit. But we got some problems, and they're mental. And if you get a look at the last four murderers that committed atrocities with those guns, look at their faces. They all got crazy looks on their faces. And Adam Lanza, they don't want you to see what he looks like. They show you his baby picture. That's his baby picture. They're not showing you what that kid that. The picture of the kid that walked into that school and shot 20 children and six teachers, six adults. Yeah. And you know what? That community better examine itself too. They created that guy. Hang in there. The father, the divorced, the mother, he took the normal kid with him and he left the mother with the crazy. What's that all about? And she gives him, buy you another gun for your birthday because I see you're depressed? Give me a break, man. What went on there? Liberals will get you killed. Liberals are crazy. Yeah, I could just imagine going to a demonstration where they save the baby seals and doing a poll. How do you feel about killing kids? Oh, no, those aren't children. Those are fetuses. But, well, isn't that the same as clubbing one of these seals over there? No, no, no. This is a baby seal. That's only a fetus. That's only a little bit of tissue. Tissue? Do you think the tissue feels pain? No, the tissue doesn't feel pain because the Senate voted no anesthetic for abortions. Because if they had said anesthetic for abortions, they would have to admit the babies don't feel the babies do feel pain. So they voted, the Senate, the same people that voted, it's all right to murder a kid, said no anesthesia. Why not have to kill him in the Colosseum? Yeah, unbelievable. You want to do a tour? You want to see, you know, why don't they send OSHA into, they'll send OSHA into a, to a bread-making factory to make sure that the Wonder Bread is good. But they won't send OSHA into a Democratic chop shop, where they're hacksawing children and pulling the limbs off the children and throw them in the bucket. They're not checking the workplace attitude and methods in a Democratic chop shop. Why don't they get Bruce Springsteen to stand outside one of those butcher shops and sing a Born in the USA? Oh, that's horrendous. We can't talk about that. We can't talk about fetus disposal. No, we can't talk about that. No, and don't show any pictures either. If you show pictures, you're a barbarian. How about the guys that are killing the kids? Are they barbarians? And it's my body, and I can do whatever I want with it. Okay, how about we saved a kid and you saw your leg off? I heard one girl shout, "My mother is pro-choice." And I said, "Where's your brother? What have you done to your brother?" The worst one is they get all upset with Catholics. You know, the Catholics are the worst. You know, they're following those Ten Commandments, and there's no amendments. You know, the Democrats amend everything. Well, you can kill a child up till until everybody stops looking. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Now they're saying that that the murder of these children is related in many cases to underage girls who have been compromised by adults, and they're disposing of the evidence. Ooh. I wonder how they do that. Do they call the parents? Does everybody get to watch? Oh, no, we can't watch something that horrid. No. No, but we can kill them. We can kill those little babies. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. We're sick. We're a sick nation. You know, I used to raise tropical fish, and I used to have guppies. And, you know, with guppies, you have to put a lot of small weeds into little flower beds, you know, a lot of grass so the baby guppies can hide so their parents don't eat them. And it is really sad, man. We're a sick nation. How anybody could justify the murder of one child, and we can't save one? Isn't there anyone that would take a baby? Oh, we can't. No, we can't. We have to kill them. We have to kill. Sorry. We're killing that one. Yeah. If somebody offered a woman going into a chop shop $10,000 for the kid, would she take it? Would she have to fill out a human being registration form? Do you think the founding fathers, when they talked about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, said it begins when the baby is out of the womb? I don't think so. I think they believe that life begins when the bump shows. Yeah, that telltale bump. That's a kid. That's a sanctuary. That's like Notre Dame. Every woman is walking around with the Basilica of Notre Dame. And if Quasimodo was there, he'd be calling for sanctuary. How about a voter registration drive for the unborn? Would 1,200,000 kids a year, would that add to the workforce? And maybe we could solve Social Security? Because we'd have more people, more Americans paying into it. This guy that's killing the kids in Baltimore, the press is covering him up. If Hitler had been discovered with the ovens, and Hitler was a Democrat, they would have covered it up. Yeah. If Hitler said he was pro-choice, they would have covered it up. But, you know, I'm tired of using Hitler as a point of reference. I want to use Stalin. I want to use Leventi Beria, who murdered 10 million Ukrainians. I want to use modern-day murderers like Pol Pot. Pol Pothead. Yeah. I saw Ann Coulter on The View, and Joy Behar was accusing her of killing the 20 kids in Connecticut. And Ann Coulter says, well, you're for abortion, aren't you? You're killing 4,700 kids a day. And Behar didn't know what to say. She was at a loss for words, if you could believe that. Yeah. One thing about Ann Coulter, she stands her ground. She don't back down. And another one who doesn't back down is Laura Ingraham. And O'Reilly clashed with her, and she wouldn't back down. And she counts on O'Reilly to get fill-in work. And I noticed that the next time O'Reilly was out, he didn't use Laura Ingraham for fill-in. So I think he's a little bit of a baby. And he went to Harvard. And I don't trust anybody that goes to Harvard. Yeah. They're too smart for their own good. Yeah. Give me the simple life. Here's a tune dedicated to a generation that knew how to make babies. They went off to fight World War II. They didn't expect to come home. They figured that was it. They were going to die for their country. 4.5 million, I think, went over to fight. About 500,000 died. 71,000 were missing in action, never found. Really sad. One story that comes to mind is there was a Jewish guy in an army platoon, and they used to harass him all the time. And it was one rebel that used to break his chops, and he hated the rebel with a passion. And the rebel would call him names like Yiddel, you know, Yehudi, Maki, and this guy just took it. And they got over to Germany, and at the Battle of the Bulge, his outfit got captured by the Germans. And they were asking for all the Jewish people in the U.S. Army to come forward and fill out a form. And this rebel that used to break this Jewish guy's chops said, "Don't you move. You stay right here. You're with us. We'll take care of you." So you see, when the going gets tough, a lot of people go American. And that's what we need. We got to get the Spirit of America Party back. Speaking of Spirit of America Party, I did a YouTube video, and it's called Who Owns the Senate? So if you go to YouTube and click on Who Owns the Senate, I've selected Democrats and their champagne contributions. I picked one Republican who I consider to be a Democrat, or as I call them, Democamos. I targeted flag burners and baby killers. Chances are, if you look at the people that are up there, they have voted to burn the flag as senators 40 days before 9/11, SJR-7, and they're baby killers, and they vote no anesthesia for babies, and they vote the death penalty for babies, right up until they're in the exit canal where they cut their heads off. And I'm thinking of that little girl I saw, and she was completely intact. I don't know how she died, and I'm just wondering if it was an incision in the back of the head, and you can't see it in the photo. She looks like she's sleeping. It's really sad, man. And that's only one of 4,700 a day. Only one. And if you've ever had a kid and you look at that, it's got to turn your stomach. It's got to break your heart. Okay, so going back to the Greatest Generation, they made the most babies. And they went away to war and didn't expect to come home. So anything they got after that was gravy as far as they were concerned. And they came home to live a good life, raise a family, go to church on Sunday, have blue laws so that stores couldn't open on Sunday, had censorship so people couldn't cut people up live on TV, but they'll never film a chop shop. But they'll show you the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 87 times. So the Greatest Generation had it made. They built the country. They had the greatest manufacturing productivity in the world. And they rebuilt other countries. They were so strong, they could rebuild other countries. We can't even drill for oil here, even though we have it. They were talking about the Roman Colosseum. They said it took 7 years to build the Roman Colosseum. And we can't even get the World Trade Center finished in 12 years. They had an opening ceremony. The place wasn't even finished yet. We can't get out of our own way. Don't talk to me about the productivity. I don't want to hear it. Don't give me that lie. There's two lies I don't want to hear anymore. We're the strongest nation on the face of the earth, and we're the most productive. I don't want to hear it. So here's a tune dedicated to the Greatest Generation, and it'll tell you what they looked forward to and what they accomplished. Small victories that add up to a lifetime of one great victory. Our show, folks. Spirit of America Party, Spirit of America Party book, and Spirit of America Party, a radio show. And on YouTube, the latest one we have a couple on YouTube. I can tell you what they are. SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. Copy of Benghazi 911 call. I Pledge to Thee, Boycott NBC. And the latest one is Who Owns the Senate? Until we meet again, stay safe, stay American.
Viva Cristo Rey!